Hello, everyone. This is Rick Clemens with Life Uncloseted, the podcast. I'm so excited to have you guys here. It's time for another riff and rant. And, you know, I often call you guys closet busters and bold move makers. And as I've been going through my own bold moves for the last, well, lifetime, so to speak, but over the last few weeks, we have been selling and buying a new home. Selling an old home and buying a new home. Let me clarify that. It got me thinking about what's in a move, what's in a bold move or any move in our life. And I wanted to share my thoughts around that today, because I think we get hung up when we try to do these things we say we're going to do, and we don't realize there's actually several bits and pieces to this to actually making it happen. So the first thing that I think happens when we're trying to make a move of any sort, whether it's buying a new house or starting a new career or beginning to start a family or coming out of the closet or leaving a job that just isn't working, is we start with curiosity. We get curious about things. So we got curious about living where we're going to live, curious about what it would look like if we made these changes. And as we got through the curiosity piece and started to get excited, we got into the actual, let's make this happen. The next thing that started happening was a lot of logic. Is this going to work? Is this not going to work? How do we do this? What are the pieces that need to happen? And of course, you know, in typical form, we start getting the old house ready to sell. We start pulling together all the information to buy the new house, to get the loan, yada, yada, yada. But I think oftentimes this is the place that we also get very hung up when we're trying to make a bold move in life. Is the logic mind doesn't allow what I believe the third piece to be, the spontaneity mind, to be present. To me, spontaneity is so, well, it's just such a beautiful emotion. And quite honestly, when we made this decision, we had been to my daughter's university in the town that we're moving. And on a whim, went to look at some houses, and the first one that we looked at, we fell in love with. And, you know, my poor daughter, she thinks we're probably following her to college, which we're not. We've always loved the area that we're moving to. But that whimsical spontaneity to go look for homes is what triggered everything else to happen. And oftentimes, as humans, we have been told that spontaneity is, well, it's reckless, or it's too much risk. I honestly believe that spontaneity, coupled with the curiosity, is what helps us get to the logical moves. Now, granted, for some of us, spontaneity is uncomfortable, so we have to start with logic, and then we let a little bit of spontaneity creep into the decision. However, here's my caveat to spontaneity. I'm a very spontaneous person. I love taking risks. I love doing things on a whim. And I trust my intuition. This is one thing that I know to be true for me, is I really dialed into my intuition saying, talk to me, guide me. However, that can also be something that keeps me from being patient. And trust me, trust me, trust me, over the past few weeks, man, oh man, oh man, my patience has been tested. But when you realize to be in a space of making bold moves in your life, that the patience that needs to come along with that, it's part of the beautiful lessons that you learn about yourself. And I've learned so many lessons about being patient in this journey. And to trust the patience is also part of the process. And that's really the fifth piece of this, is to trust the process. If somebody had told me that in less than a month, a little over a month, I guess, that I would be moving and changing my life completely, I would have said, okay, that sounds possible, but I would have held back a little bit of my spontaneity. My logic would have stepped into play. The curiosity would be there to follow through. But the one thing I would have to learn is patience. And the second thing I would have to learn is to truly trust the process. Which brings me back full circle to 1999, when I realized I could no longer be who I was. I could no longer be this heterosexual man hiding his gay self. And what I had to do was the five things I just talked through. I had to get curious about what it looked like if I came out of the closet. I had to let logic play a piece of the decision, but I also had to allow the spontaneity of realizing one particular thing led me to finally coming out of the closet. And And that one particular thing was the guy that I met that made me see that things were completely different. In that spontaneous moment, it catapulted me into a life-changing event, which taught me a huge amount about being patient and about trusting the process. So I'm going to invite you, no matter where you are in your life, whatever the hell it is that you may be needing to uncloset yourself from, because these are all closet stories. Everything we're trying to do is about allowing ourselves out of the closet to be who we're meant to be. I want you to trust the process, be a little spontaneous, let the logic work where it needs to look, scoop up a whole bunch of patience to get through it, but never, ever, ever stop being curious about what it will look like when you start to live your life uncloseted. When you start to live your life uncloseted. So that's it. That's this week's riff and rant. Keep going out there and making your big, bold moves. Keep being curious, patient, logical, spontaneous, and trusting the process. Have a great few days, and we will be back with another episode of Life Uncloseted in just a few days. I'm your host, Rick Clemens, the bold move expert and coming out coach. And go out and make it a great day. And if you have a closet story you'd like to share, shoot me an email at rick@rickclemens.com. Again, rick@rickclemens.com. And I'd love to share your story. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.